Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
Praise God, hallelujah.
to his name. We bless you, Lord God. You look so much better when you smile. You look so much better when you smile. I just want to encourage you tonight, even when you don't feel like smiling, deep down inside of you, pull that smile out because it penetrates the air. It penetrates through the room, and we can change our situation based on how we, the situation. Well, we send blessings from Kingdom Builders International, Kingdom Daughters. I'm so excited tonight to present to you the Word of God. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and we have with us Minister Liz Campbell, and she is a member of the Living Way Christian Center with Apostle Leonard Emmons, the pastor. She's going to be talking tonight about, I hear you talking, but what are you saying? And I know you're going to be blessed with the woman of God tonight. I just want to encourage you to get your Bibles out and listen very carefully to what God is saying to all of you on the line tonight. I thank you for tuning in and just sitting at the table, for truly the feast of the Lord is going on. And remember, you look so much better when you smile.
God to God. Oh, God. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, God is so good. I first like to give honor to God. Oh, God, I honor him today. Ah, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I give honor to God this morning. I thank God for the apostle. I thank God for his beautiful wife, Prophetess Gwen. I thank God for Pastor Robinson and Evangelist Robinson that are here present today. My sister, Minister Sheila James Thomas, oh God, Apostle Clark, all the ministers. Love it. I missed you almost because I didn't see you. Your head is down. Ah, God, but I know you are here. Your presence is always known in this place. Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you. Ah, God. It's so funny how God does things. I've been hearing what I'm going to speak to you about all day today, right in this place, all last week, even our Jesus encounter, which we have on Wednesday. And I just thank God that that makes me know that I'm in line of what God would have me to say to you. Come, Holy Spirit, come. I thank God for you, Sister Nozelle Washington, another tabernacle person. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit, come. We need you. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come, come, Holy Spirit, come, we need. We thank you and we praise you. We magnify and glorify your holy and your righteous name. You alone are worthy of all the praise, the honor, and the glory. oh God. Lord, guide my words today, oh God. Let them fall on fertile ground today. Your people have assembled in this place today, Father God. Oh God, you said your word would go out and it will accomplish what you sent it out to do, oh God. And it won't come back void. It won't come back empty. It will accomplish what you have sent it out to do. So I thank you, Father, for using a vessel like me, the baby of the ministry in this place, oh God. I thank you for on August the 8th, Father God, for bringing my first message. And I thank you right now for God, for you allowing me to stand in this place, in this sacred place, to declare your word on this morning. I thank you and I praise you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. My scripture text today is coming from the Matthew 12, 33 through 37, the NIV. Some of you just read along with me because I'll be reading from the NIV. And it says, make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is recognized by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man brings good things, 35, and out of the good store up in him, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. 36, but I tell you that they tell you that men will have to give an account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. 37, for by your words you will be acquitted, or by your words you will be condemned. And this is the word of the Lord. Somebody will holler out, glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Our focus verse today will be Matthew 12:34b. For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Excuse me. Oof. My topic today is, the first one was what would you do for a Klondike bar? My topic for today is, I hear you talking. What are you saying? What are we talking about? In today's world, there are many ways of communication. We have the internet, TV, radio, telephones, cell phones, just to name a few. We have the Word of God, the Bible, which is the good news about Jesus Christ. And some of us never reach for it. Oh, God. There are magazines of all sorts and newspapers. Inquiring minds want to know. Words can be verbal dynamite, so explosive that they might hurt someone if they are true or false. People of God, we can believe all the right things, yet be dead wrong. Like in the case of the Pharisees, who were always trying to entrap Jesus, to make him say something that would give them the excuse to have him killed. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. People of God, truth stands the test of time. Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. He is the living word. Proverbs 10:32, the New Living Translation says, the godly speaks words that are helpful, but the wicked speaks only what is corrupt. The word also says that we will know a tree by the fruit it bears. Proverbs 15:4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. what kind of tree do we want to be? A tree that brings good fruit in season? Or that kind, like the fig tree, grow beautiful in sight, the one that Jesus cursed because it had no fruit? What's in our hearts? This was one of Jesus' severe rebukes of the Pharisees. The Pharisees could quote scriptures like some of us can and some of us do, but their hearts were corrupt. Jesus likens a person's behavior and speech to the way in which a tree is known by the fruit it produces. In this passage, Jesus teaches that words matter because they reflect what is in a person's heart. In Matthew 12 and 34, it states, "For out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks," which is our focus verse. Oh, that's old God. Let us ask the Holy Spirit to show us what's in our hearts. The tree represents our heart, the spirit of a person. Make a tree good, good will come out. Make it bad, evil, only bad will come out of it. Things that we think that find their way coming from out of our hearts, rolling over our tongues and through our mouths are not only the way we talk or communicate. We talk with our expressions, our walks, our body languages. God sees everything and hears the truth and the lies. What are we saying? Well, listen, generally, we don't want a liar even in our presence. When they come around, we just know they're going to lie. Some people are just habitual liars. Psalm 63 and 11 says the liar will be silenced. This is a description according to Proverbs 6 and 12 and our paraphrase of a worthless and wicked people. They are constant liars. Do we want to be known as this kind of tree? They signal their true intentions to their friends or associates by making signs with their eyes, feet, and fingers. Help us, Lord. Stirring up trouble constantly. They will be destroyed, broken beyond healing. In the same chapter of Proverbs 6 and around the 17th verse, it says that the Lord detests seven things. The Lord detests seven things. The Lord detests seven things. And these are three: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, false witness, who pour out lies, a person which includes all of us, brothers and sisters, who sow discord. We are talking loud. We are talking about, what are we talking about? What are we saying? The Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit brought to man a doll. I thought that was funny. That's been quite a while, you know, because, you know, I've gotten to the senior citizen era now. And this doll was called Chatty Cathy. And some of you sisters may remember this doll or knew someone that had one. Anyway, you could pull the string and the doll, and it would say mama or some other things. You know, I don't know what else it said because that was a long time ago and I don't have that best of a memory. Anyway, the girl had control of when and if the doll would speak because the girl had to pull the string. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit will bring things. He surely will bring them back to your remembrance. Who's pulling your string? Who's pulling my string? There in life, God blessed me with some daughters. Well, one of them wanted this teddy bear. And his name was Teddy Ruxpin. Oh, she had to have it. She had to have this teddy bear. And that's when we were celebrating Christmas. Anyway, this doll, this teddy bear could do the same thing the doll could do if you pull his string as a doll. Well, baby girl became afraid of the teddy bear because of a scary movie. We've learned not to watch them because of the kind of movies like Twilight series and Harry Potter can open doors open the door to the demonic realm. Well, the character of the movie was called Chucky. And she couldn't sleep at night because that teddy reminded her of Chucky, and she really was afraid of that teddy bear. And James and I had to get rid of it. We too should be afraid. We should be afraid. Yes, we should be afraid of the things that come from out of our mouths. Some of us really talk. We talk about politics. We talk about celebrities. We talk about family members. We talk, we talk, we talk, and talk. We talk about what we know or what we think we know, and what all we don't know, we make up. We just talk, talk, talk. We talk too much. Talk can be uplifting. Talk can be degrading. The Word of God lets us know in Psalms 34:12-13, the New Living Translation, how to live a long life by what comes out of our mouths. It tells us to ask the question, do any of you want to live a long life that is good? That includes me. Then watch your tongue. People of God, the tongue cannot get loose unless we open them lips of ours, open them mouths of ours, and let it rip, putting people down because they may not be up to our standards, judging them because of their physical appearances, educational backgrounds, or their economical statuses. Oh, help us, Lord. 2 Thessalonians 4:11 tells us to study to be quiet. Let us mind our own business. My husband preached a sermon back in New Tabernacle some time ago, and it was entitled Loose Lips, Sink Ships. It was funny that it got back into my spirit because he's had so many, but that one got to me. Loose lips, sink ships. Let us guard what comes from our mouths. Rash accusations, angry words, and verbal abuse can do great harm and may last a lifetime. We're in deliverance here. Oh, God. Let us not let corrupt words come out of our mouths. According to Ephesians 4:29, no dirty talk. And verse 31 of the same chapter tells us to let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from us. No character assassinations. I love to eat. You can't tell by looking. And some of you do too. And we guard carefully what goes into our mouths. And we should. Oh, God. Oh, God, help us to God what comes out. Watch it. To honor God, let us also keep tight control on the words we say. Like, you make me sick. I'm dying to go. This or that is killing me. That thing's going to cost me an arm and a leg, a thigh and a foot. I will never, you fill in the blank, accomplish this or that. I know it is a challenge because Apostle Paul said that the things he should not do, he did. The things he did, he should not do. We fall in the same category. In the book of James, in the 3rd chapter, it talks about controlling the tongue. It tells us that we all make many mistakes, but those who control their tongues can also control themselves in every other ways, all other situations, people of God. Can we tame our tongues? Consider for a moment. The greatest compliment you've ever received. Now think of the greatest insult. One brought joy and the other pain. Yet the tongue achieved both. Have mercy, Lord. The tongue has the potential for good from a good heart and bad from an evil heart. Hallelujah. As the text talks about today. Our human weaknesses, our tendencies to sin, make it impossible to completely tame the tongue in our own strength. James 3:11 tells us that the key to controlling our tongues is to oversee the source from which words flow. What's inside will come out if we listen closely to the words we speak. We will surely find out what our inner source really is, and that will lead us to understand how to tame that unruly and powerful thing, that tongue. It is also written in the word that there is life and death in the power of the tongue. In Proverbs 18 and 21, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Let us not dig wells with our mouths, people of God. Ecclesiastes 8 says, when we dig a well, you might fall in. You might hurt someone after we have said too much, the trust will be gone. Ecclesiastes 10:11 says, it does no good to charm a snake after he has bitten you. Beware, Jesus called the Pharisees vipers, snakes, slithering up to him and trying to deposit poison. The Pharisees were using thoughts, ideas, and suggestions planted by Satan. If you read Matthew 12 and its entirety, you will see how the Pharisees were really being used by Satan. People of God, don't let Satan use us. We should take a lesson. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Ecclesiastes 10 and 12 says, it is pleasant to listen to wise words. The speech of fools brings them to ruin, if they only would have opened their eyes. People, words that we speak can be binding because out of our hearts the mouth speaks. Out of our hearts flows the issues of life. What are you saying? We should be sure that what we speak is what God would have us to say, to be an encouragement, to exalt in the process of deliverance for others and ourselves. Don't forget the children, y'all. Don't forget the children while we are talking. Let us teach our children the way of the Lord. Deuteronomy 6 and 7 instructs us to tell them the commands of the Lord. Repeat them again and again. Talk about God's ways at home and on a journey, a trip, when you get up and when you lie down. Don't, people of God, call our children or others' names. Or say things like, you are dumb, stupid, and ignorant. You're just like your daddy or somebody else, whoever it is that you think it is in a negative way. Saying things, you'll never amount to nothing. Sticks and stones may break my bones. That's an old saying. But words will never hurt. That's a lie. Words carry weight. And names are weighty as well. It is God alone who judges. He decides who will rise and who will fall. I'm reminded of another story about a burglar who broke in a house. And of course, it was dark in the house. Once the burglar had gotten into this house, he heard a voice say, Jesus is going to get you. And as he proceeded to do what thieves do, you know, stealing. Oh, God. He heard this voice say again. This time, he said, Jesus is watching you, and he's going to get you. So frustrated and tired of hearing this voice, he yelled out in fear, who are you? And the voice said, Moses. Well, while still in the darkness of the house, you know, sin lurks in the darkness, he stumbled into this bird cage. Only to find out that it had been a parrot, a bird, speaking to him. And the burglar spoke out yelling, who would name a bird Moses? And the bird replied, the same person who named that Rockwell Jesus. He sees you, and he's going to get you. Ah, God. God has a sense of humor. Ah, not a bullshit. The bird was telling the truth. Jesus sees and he hears all. The text today in Matthew 12 and 37 tells us that the words you say now reflect your faith. Then either you will be justified by them or you will be condemned. Some of us talk a lot and it gets us in trouble because we have not learned when to speak. Communication is not only talking, but it is being able to listen as well. There are consequences to letting words escape our mouths. Once we let them come out, we can't get them back. The comedian Flip Wilson said, "What you see is what you're going to get." That may or may not be so, but what you say, you will. And you may be what you may, it might be what you might get.
Come on.
What are you saying? I hear you talking. Speak positive words over yourself and others. Pronounce blessings. I heard a woman of God as I was watching television, and she said over every negative word that we speak, it could cost us 365 days. One whole year, you know who that Sydney Trim. 365 days, one whole year worth of bondage because of words we have spoken negatively. The Pharisees were being used by Satan to try to entrap Jesus, using, like I said before, thoughts and ideas and suggestions. They were in bondage. Their minds and eyes were blinded. Let us change. We can change our talk. We can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. Our miracles are in our mouths. Change what comes out. It is a process and it may take time. We can do it. Let's put our minds to it, y'all. Oh, we hear you talking. What are you saying? Speak from a believing heart. If you say, "Let there be light," the angels are put at attention. God will put his super on our natural. In eternity, our eyes will be open to see. Because some of us are blinded by fear and other cares of this life. Not understanding the purposes of God and God's destinies for our lives. We don't want our words to be attached to the demonic realm that's in the second heaven, which we have learned. But surely we want our words to go to God in the third heaven. Oh, people, let us repent from speaking negative words. Lord, help us. According to Psalm 105, 1 through 3, let us use our mouths and walks, our lifestyles, in a way of giving thanks to the Lord and to proclaim his greatness. Let the world, whole world, know that what he has done. Let us lift up our voices. Let us lift up our voices and sing to him. Let us sing to him and about him. Sing praises, for he has done marvelous things. Tell of his miracles, of how he's brought you out, of what you have witnessed in the lives of others that we've heard today. They will help us all to go on in this life's journey. Praise and exalt his holy name. People of God, Job 22 and 28 says that we can declare a thing and it shall be accomplished. Oh, God. I declare and decree that we will not be victimized by the past words we have spoken negatively over our lives and others. I declare and decree that there will be no division in this house or among the brethren. I declare no cliques, no backbiting, no setbacks, no delays of our promotions, no holdups to where God has taken us, no substitutions, nothing false, nothing counterfeit, no strife, no premature deaths. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would release the fruit of the Spirit in this place, according to Galatians 5:22-23. Be released. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Holy Ghost power, be released in this place. I speak prosperity. I speak peace in mind, body, soul, and spirit. Let the blood of Jesus dry up every evil tree used against us. I ban witchcraft or forms of manipulation that would try to come into our spiritual lives. I put the blood of Jesus on them. Spirits of sickness and diseases, be bound. The spirit of slumber, too tired to get up to speak to you, oh God. Spirit of stubbornness, lazy, oh, Yellow Sunday, be bound. Spirit of hopelessness, be bound. Spirit of greed and selfishness, be bound forever off of us. Oh, people of God, precious one, tell the Lord and ask him to heal and deliver you completely. Tell him you don't want to just be healed, but you want new parts. Tell the Lord, oh, because he has everything. Tell him, I want a new heart. I want new kidneys. I want new lungs. I want new knees. I want a new back. I want new teeth. I want new hair. He will give you the desires of your heart. No good thing will he withhold from you if you walk upright. It's all according to your faith. Faith has no time. It is now faith. Receive it. Believe it. It will come. It will come. If you believe it in the spirit, it will come in the natural. Jesus has the victory. We have the victory through his shed blood. All power is in his hand. What are you saying? I hear you talking. I'm saying that Jesus is great, and he's greatly to be praised. I'm saying that he is Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider. He is yours too. He's Jehovah Rapha. He will heal you, and he will heal me. He is Jehovah Shalom. He will give you peace in every storm of your life. I'm saying he is Lord, and I praise his holy name. Hallelujah! That's his holy name. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. This son of a son. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Come on, come on, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Praise God. What are you saying? Now we hear you talking, but what are you really saying? Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We bless God for the message and for the messenger. Bless God. Come on. Praise God. 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 We know that you are encouraged by the message. We hope that you are also challenged by the message, especially since we're so young into this calendar year. And some of you, you know, you in your heart of hearts, you have expressed some resolutions about this calendar year, and you've expressed an interest and a desire to change, to upgrade, amen. And it begins and ends with what you continually say. Because what you continually say is having a major impact upon your life. Amen. So we appreciate the word of God. Amen. We're so grateful for the Lord Jesus using this woman of God in helping us to be mindful of what we're saying. Amen. And some of you know, because you've started a forest fire in your home by what you said. The scripture tells us, James said, you know, that hell is set afire because of the tongue. And some of us have had to deal with that because we said the wrong thing. And it created a forest fire in our homes. James said it ought not be like that. It shouldn't be like that, where some of us know how to bless and some of us know how to curse, and we do it all at the same time. And Father, we just thank you right now for the word of God, and we thank you for the Spirit of God here in this place, even as we heard this message. And Lord, we want to be on the same page with you. And so, Lord, right now, we subject ourselves to this word. And, Lord, where we've missed it, where we've come short of your glory, where we've both blessed and we've cursed, which is the practice of many folk in the world right now, even many folk in the church, in the body of Christ. One minute they are blessing people and lifting people up, and the next minute they're tearing them down. Lord, we thank you for the spirit of conviction in this place. And Lord, if we're found guilty in that regard, we repent. We repent. We break covenant with the spirit of this world. We break covenant with that pharisaical, those religious demons that would have us to act one way, and yet we're another way. We repent right now. And Lord, we ask that you would forgive us.
Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. I hope that everyone was blessed that called in tonight. I hear you talking, but what are you saying? That is so, so, so very important. We have to know that we create an atmosphere by what we say, by what we say, by what we allow to come out of our mouths. So we have to be so very careful that we don't fall a prey by just saying anything. Be good listeners, so that God can use us. Good listeners. That's what it's all about. Being able to listen. And when someone else is talking and you know it's not of God, just listen. So we just bless everyone tonight for calling in. And we pray that you were blessed. We pray that you heard from on high. Well, we're going to release you to go forth with your night. And again, we love you with the love of God. And we thank Minister Liz for coming forth with that mighty word. I hear you talking, but what are you saying? You know, we create an atmosphere by what we say. We create atmospheres. And I'm going to play that in closing. Create the atmosphere by what you say. Jesus spoke and he said, let there be. And there was light. Jesus spoke and he hung the moon, he hung the sun by what he said. So just remember, we create the atmosphere We can be prophetic by what we say. What are you saying? I hear you talking. And what are you saying? So God bless you tonight. We have truly been blessed with Minister Liz. She is a member at Living Way Christian Center, freshly licensed to go forth with the word. And she went forth with power. She went forth with authority. And she went forth with might. And that's what we want. We want to be able to go forth and create atmospheres of the prophetic that's conducive to what God is saying to his people. And I bless God for her humble spirit. And I bless God for her going forth. And I just want to encourage everyone, tomorrow night we will have Bishop McFarland. He's from God Harbor of Soul Ministry out of Chicago, Illinois. And he is an awesome man of God. He'll be on with us tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss this awesome man of God as he comes forth tomorrow night. And then on Monday night, we have another awesome word that will be coming forth. And we just want to bring these guest speakers so that you can be blessed with the word of God. If you don't make it out to a ministry on tomorrow, and we pray that you do. But if you're not able to, you can still come on the Blog Talk, and you can hear a word from on high. You can go in and you can listen to in archives. And hopefully very soon we'll be having the Sunday school lesson being brought forth on the Blog Talk Radio. So we just, again, we encourage you to be careful what you're saying and create an atmosphere of praise by what you say. So in closing, just listen to the word. Create the atmosphere.
Worship is the agenda, so hallelujah. We just worship him. We join it with the angels tonight. In the pattern of what's going on 24 hours every day, we just join it in. We just hooking up. It's a hookup. It's a hookup. Lifting up holy hands in the temple. Dancing for the Lord. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. That's where it's at. That's the heavenly pattern. Oh my God. Atmosphere. Atmosphere. Yeah. This is not for your entertainment purposes. This is a pre-service preamble. This is about you worshiping God and creating an atmosphere. Maybe you don't know how to do that, but you create the atmosphere, not the musicians and not the singers and not the dancers and not all this fluffy stuff. You create the atmosphere. The fruit of your lips when you give Him thanks, when you say, "You're awesome, Lord.
Okay, well, thank you so much for tuning in. Remember, you create the atmosphere by what you say. God bless you, and say what the Lord is saying to you, to someone else. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful night. We'll see you tomorrow.
Didn't I say your pain? Didn't I love?